You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey there, pet parents. Welcome to another fun episode of The Doggy Dish on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Christy Vaughn, and today we are discussing planning a picnic for you and your canine kids to enjoy this summer. What should you pack in your picnic basket for yourself and for your dogs? We'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
We'll be right back right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Pet Life Radio, the number one pet radio network on the planet, joins forces with iHeartRadio to put the power of your pets in your pocket.
Awesome.
Download the iHeartRadio app and rock Pet Life Radio on your phone, on your tablet, on your Xbox, in your car. Pet talk, pet tunes, and fun pet times. Pet Life Radio and iHeartRadio. Positively possum.
It's dinner time in America, where more pet parents trust PetSmart for natural and expert-recommended foods than any place else. And now, we've added more than 100 new varieties to our already wide selection of your favorite brands, like Simply Nourish, Authority, Wellness, Science Diet, and more. Do what's best for your pet. At PetSmart, happiness in store.
Go to PetSmartDeal.com to find out this week's coupon code and save up to 30% on food, treats, toys, and more. And get free shipping on orders of $49. Go to PetSmartDeal.com, PetSmartDeal.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Doggy Dish on Pet Life Radio. Today's episode is all about planning a picnic with your pooch in tow. Now, summer is a great season for pet parents to spend some quality time outside with their furry kids. And one of the best ways to share some outside time is by taking your dog to a picnic. However, you should be aware of the dangers behind sharing your people food with your pooch. Some common foods that we chow down on can be toxic and even deadly to your dogs. So to make your picnic enjoyable for everyone and to prevent accidents, I'm going to share some pet-safe picnic foods with you. With just a few adjustments to the snacks that you pack in your picnic basket, everyone is sure to have a blast at your summertime picnic. So if you're like me, you like to plan your menu, even for a picnic. So let's get a shopping list together for you. Sandwiches are always a staple for picnic menus. Are your dogs always begging you for a bite of your sandwich? Well, they can't have the whole thing, but there are parts that you can share. And if you're eating a plain turkey or chicken sandwich, you can feel free to toss them a little bit of meat. The turkey or chicken can serve as extra protein for your dog. But beware, not all meat is good meat. The only meat you should be sharing from your sandwich is lean and skinless meat. Any additional flavorings, bones, or dressings are no-nos. Now, do you like to pack a little homemade potato salad to go with your turkey sandwich? Now, you definitely don't want to share your potato salad with your pup, but a great alternative is another type of potato, and that would be the sweet potato. And as I've mentioned before, sweet potatoes are loaded with fiber, vitamin C, and beta carotene. And you can do a couple of different things with a sweet potato. You can cut it into cubes, then sprinkle just a tad of cinnamon and bake it for about 15 minutes at 300 degrees Fahrenheit. Then you end up with cute little cubes of sweet potatoes that are a really tasty treat. Or if your pup likes a crunchy treat, you can slice a sweet potato and then dehydrate it into chips. Either way, your dog will love it and won't feel left out when you're chowing down on your potato salad. Now be sure to pack your sweet potato snacks in a Ziploc bag. And if you have any leftovers after the picnic, which you probably won't have, you can store them in the refrigerator for about a week. Go ahead and add fresh green beans to your shopping list. This snack is perfect for you and for your pup to enjoy at a summertime picnic. Green beans are packed with fiber, vitamin C, and vitamin K. But remember that this treat shouldn't have any salt or added spices on it. Also, be mindful of potential tummy troubles and hand out veggies in moderation. You can serve these steamed with fresh green beans or frozen green beans, but be sure to wait until they're cooled to serve. Carrots are also a favorite picnic treat. Consider adding carrots to your veggie tray. These can be given to your pup raw, but remember to cut them into small pieces to avoid choking. This crunchy vegetable helps keep your dog's teeth clean by removing plaque and can also help improve their vision. It's both tasty and healthy. You can also try adding just a dab of peanut butter on your veggie sticks. This makes it an extra special treat for your pup. Another veggie favorite is squash. Thinking about grilling some veggies ahead of time for your picnic? Be sure to save some squash for your pup. You can either grill it without any spices or added flavoring, or you can feed them as a raw snack. And this veggie treat provides a boost of vitamin A, vitamin C, potassium, and fiber. Now, if you're thinking about packing some potato chips to snack on, think twice about sharing the salty snack with your pup. Instead of chips, you can try packing some popcorn to share. But make sure your popcorn is air-popped and unsalted. Now, this low-calorie snack provides your pup with potassium, phosphorus, magnesium, and calcium. But just a word of caution, be sure to keep an eye on your dog when sharing your popcorn. You don't want him to accidentally choke on a kernel. Now, what would be a picnic without a big fruit salad? What fruits should you add to your shopping list? We know that blueberries are healthy, and I haven't met a dog yet who doesn't like blueberries. Strawberries and raspberries are other berries to add to your fruit salad as well. Now, some melons are safe for dogs, and that would include watermelon, cantaloupe, and honeydew. Those are all healthy options as far as melons go. You can just toss all of the dog's safe fruits together and go ahead and share this refreshing snack. Okay, what about the most important part of a picnic? What is the most important part of a picnic, you may ask? Why, that would be dessert, of course. We all know that your pup can't share your chocolate fudge pops with you, but you can make him or her some tasty doggy ice cream to pack in your cooler. I've shared some doggy ice cream recipes during earlier episodes, but a really easy one you can try today consists of just two ingredients. That's it. All you will need is 32 ounces of plain non-fat yogurt, and I like to use Greek yogurt because it contains more protein and less sugar. You'll also need 1 cup of strawberries, with the greens removed, washed, and dried. Now just add your yogurt and strawberries to the blender and blend until smooth. Pour the yogurt mixture into ice cube trays or small freezer-safe containers. And if you decide to use individual freezer-safe containers, you can pack them easily in your cooler with ice or cold packs to keep them frozen throughout the day. Okay, let's recap our shopping list. And just remember, I will also post this list on our Facebook page so you can print it out and take it with you to the store. Now remember, you want to grab some lean meats for your sandwich, and that would be like turkey or chicken. Grab some sweet potatoes, fresh or frozen green beans, carrots, squash for grilling, popcorn to air pop, not the buttery microwavable stuff that we all love, and then all of the fruits that we mentioned, blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, and a safe melon like watermelon, cantaloupe, or honeydew. Also, don't forget to pick up some all-natural peanut butter if you don't have any. Peanut butter can be used to spread on your veggies. And then for the doggy ice cream to pack in your cooler, you'll need the plain, non-fat yogurt or plain Greek yogurt and some of those strawberries you already have on your list. All right, we are going to take a quick break and be right back with some fun summer activities to do with your dog right after these messages from our sponsors.
Sit, stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, 4 to be exact.
Dogs leave fur wherever they go. It collects all over the home. There are many tools designed to stop dog hair spreading, but their effectiveness varies, and afterwards you have to clean the tool, then the floor. With the Dyson Groom Tool, you simply deploy the bristles, then gently brush the coat. Loose fur is removed, while dead skin and allergens are captured by the vacuum. And to clean up, you simply release the trigger.
To get this awesome Dyson Groom Tool, go to DysonDeals.com. That's DysonDeals.com.
Hi, this is Jody Miller-Young from Bark and Swagger. Tune in for everything pet fashion and more. From fashion tips and runway trends, products and designs I love, to fabulous home decor for your furry friend, you'll find it all here. Be the first to discover the new. So what are you waiting for? Find me on Pet Life Radio. And remember, when fierce fashion calls, bark and swagger.
Every week, on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Doggy Dish on Pet Life Radio. Before the break, I shared dog-safe fresh foods that you can pack in your picnic basket to include your pup in your summertime picnicking plans. I put together a simple shopping list to take with you to the store when you're picking up all of your goodies for your fun day outside. This list can be found on the show's Facebook page and also on the show's website. Now, we discussed fun and safe foods to bring in your cooler while you're enjoying the outdoors. What about some fun summertime activities to enjoy with your dogs? We all know that keeping your dog fit means feeding them healthy foods and making sure they get plenty of exercise. Helping them stay healthy and happy means they are less likely to find their own sources of entertainment, if you know what I mean. So when starting any type of new activity with your dog, it's always a good idea to start slowly and take frequent breaks. Also, be sure to have plenty of water on hand and some of those yummy frozen treats we talked about earlier in the show. Before you head outdoors, be sure your pup has the basic commands down. That would include come, sit, and stay. Now, I'd like to share some fun activities to plan when spending some time in the beautiful outdoors. Do you happen to have leftover plastic Easter eggs? It really doesn't have to be Easter for your dog to play this egg hunt-inspired game. You can grab his favorite treat, either alone or stuffed inside a treat-holding toy, and hide them around the backyard. Now, be sure your pup is in a different room so he doesn't see or smell the hiding spots. Then, when you're finished hiding, you can ask your dog to start sniffing away and find his or her favorite goodies around the backyard. Another one is tug-of-war. Does your dog enjoy a good old-fashioned game of tug-of-war? This may not seem like much of a game to you, but it's actually very fun for your dog and has its benefits. It's a great way to teach get it and let go or leave it, all while getting in good exercise. Try and teach him not to grab it until you say the word. Then once he has it, you can teach him to let it go when you give the command. And once you've established these rules, you can go ahead and play the game. And the best way to teach these commands is to use some of the yummy snacks you brought with you to the picnic. Does your dog love tennis balls? What about a frisbee? Now, a frisbee does take more concentration and skill for your dog to catch, so you will need to train him if he isn't a natural jumper. First, you'll need to get your pup used to the frisbee. He may be a little frightened by it at first, so show him there's nothing to be scared of. And most likely, once he's used to it, he'll want to pick it up in his mouth. And once you've accomplished this, you can try tossing it to him at a very low level. If you feel like your dog is ready to go to the next level, just toss it a little higher and a little further, and he'll get the hang of it. Now, if you and your pup are a little more athletic, you can try some of these fun outdoor activities this summer. Biking is a great activity to share with your furry best friend. And if you haven't tried taking your pup along with you on your bike ride, you definitely want to try it out first in an enclosed or fenced-in area. There are some really neat attachments you can buy that attach your dog to the bike, and this prevents him from running too close behind you and getting hurt. But just remember to know your dog's ability to run, especially in hot temperatures. You certainly don't want him or her to breathe too heavily or overheat. So be sure to monitor closely, especially when you're first starting him out with this activity. Now, if you're really athletically inclined, or if you're training for a race, try bringing your pup along for your run. Now, of course, make sure he or she is willing. Also, it's very important to consult your vet beforehand. Now, I speak from experience when I say do not use a regular leash when running unless you enjoy getting your arm pulled off. You can pick up a hands-free running leash that ties around your waist. And now there's some really cool ones out there. There's a 360-degree range of motion one. There's one with a bungee section. And some are even reflective for nighttime jogging. And so that way you don't have to worry about holding on to anything while you're running. Swimming is another great exercise for dogs this summer. It's low impact, so it isn't harmful to the joints of your senior dogs. And while not all dogs are natural swimmers, most can learn to enjoy it if you teach them. And if they're a little unsure of the water, you can always get a cute little life vest for them. They actually do sell doggy life vests. So take a dip in your own pool if you're lucky enough to have one in your backyard, or ask a friend to borrow their pool for you and your pooch to go swimming. And for those of you who live near the beach, I would avoid swimming in the ocean with your dog just because you never know what lurks in that water, and it's better to be safe than sorry. Now, what about taking a hike? Walking is a great exercise for both you and your dog as long as you walk together. I always keep mine on a leash unless we're hiking in an area where it's impossible for them to get away from me. Now, depending on where you're hiking, also be very careful with the critters that call the area home. We like to hike up in the North Georgia Mountains, so there's always a chance we'll run into a bear. So know your surroundings and keep your dogs close by. And if you happen to have a larger dog, consider getting a lightweight nylon backpack. Dogs love feeling like they have a job to do, so you can let them carry their own snacks and water that you pack for them. If you have a small dog, consider getting a little backpack to carry him or her in. They make special dog carriers that strap onto you. And hey, it's better than carrying him or her in your arms for miles. Be sure to bring some snacks and plenty of water. Some good hiking snacks that I recommend are baby carrots, strawberries and blueberries, watermelon, and homemade jerky. And you can find a recipe on our last episode, and you can make some tasty homemade jerky to pack away for your hike. Don't forget to pack a portable bowl and a few water bottles as well. That should get you started with your summertime plans. And as you heard today, it is possible to enjoy a picnic and outdoor activities with your dog. You just have to plan for it. Now, I want to share a special offer with my loyal listeners. If you head over to the Positively Wholesome website, you can use the code DOGGYDISH20, that's D-O-G-G-Y dish 20, at checkout to receive 20% off your entire order at PositivelyWholesome.com. Now, this is an exclusive offer only for the listeners of The Doggy Dish. You can also find a link to the site on The Doggy Dish's page on the Pet Life Radio website. Well, we are out of time, and we would like to thank our producers for making this show possible. I love to hear from my listeners, so please send your comments and questions to Christy@PetLifeRadio.com, and that's Christy with an I at the end. You can also find The Doggy Dish on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter to keep up with the latest and greatest in healthy cooking for your furry kids. I post all of the recipes mentioned on there, so feel free to print them out and follow along. Thank you for listening to The Doggy Dish. Bye-bye for now.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.